Our God is so good. Our God is so good. Let me ask you something today. How many of you guys right now are watching your ship go down? You're following God with all your heart. And this is, I mean it, for those who are following God. If you're in rebellion against God, God says, yeah, your ship's going down. You're going with it. Jump. Leave that ship behind. But I'm talking about you're following God. You're doing everything you can. You've examined your heart. You say, God, here it is. I want to follow you. And God gives you direction, and you set out on that direction. You get affirmation from people around you. His providence is confirming things. Everything looks good. And the ship that He has put you on, it's sinking. And I mean to the point where you literally could die. The thing is being beat to death, wave after wave after wave, endlessly taking that thing apart. Just like the captain, people are making bad decisions that affect you and you have no control over them. Paul told the captain, don't go. Stay here or you're going to die. You're going to lose the ship and everything. The captain says, I don't care. I'm going anyway. And you're coming with me. People making decisions that you have no control over, yet they are profoundly affecting the state of your life. And because of their decisions, your boat is coming apart right under your feet. And just as you think you found a way to escape, you get out of that thing and now you've got some serpent-like creature injecting poison in your veins. Verse 4. So when the natives saw creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, huh? Yeah, see that? No doubt, this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. People accusing you, huh? See? Must be sinning. Must be sin in your life. Everything's going wrong. Why don't you get right with God? Just like Job's comforting friends. Don't you know you need to repent? Verse 5, but he shook off the creature into the fire, suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up, suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. But wait, there's more. Verse 7, in that region there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed. He laid his hands on him and healed him. Healed him. Healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They also honored us in many ways. And when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. Wow. Just at the time you're wondering where in the world is God, God shows up. Just like in Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan, where is this God of yours that you were praying to? And it was funny because just about the time that Lieutenant Dan asked that question, God showed up. I love it when God shows up. Oh. Preserves your life from everything that threatened it. Opens doors for you to share your witness and testimony. Not only among, like in Paul's case, unreached people, even to their leader. He goes and performs a miraculous healing that not only heals the guy that he's praying for, but leads everybody else on the island who was sick to come and get prayer too. And then when all that is said and done, they send him on his way on a new ship full of provision and everything he needs. I love it when God does that stuff. That's the stuff I'm talking about. That's the stuff I want to do. Y'all want to do stuff? Y'all want to see some stuff? I want to see some stuff! I don't want to settle for the status quo, day by day, mundane, safe, riskless, comfortable Christianity. I want the stuff, even if I have to take a risk or two or three or 10 or 20, even if I have to hang by the very thread of the sovereign power of God. I want to see the stuff. My heart aches. It yearns. Man, my heart cries out, God, God, show me your glory. Man. From the very edge of destruction to the very pinnacle of victory and leading multitudes to Christ. Now. Let me ask you, that incident at Malta, was that providence or kingdom? What's that? Speak up. Definitely providence. Kingdom providence. Definitely providence. Did Paul have any plans of going to Malta? No. Now, when he got there, did he just sit around and get a tan? He laid waste to the forces of darkness on that island. They thought, man, there ain't no but a whole lot of people coming around here. We got this thing sewed up, buddy. We are just sitting high on the hog. And Paul came in and pillaged and destroyed and devastated the forces of darkness and set the captives free to the glory of God. Now there's a whole island full of people worshiping Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. That's providence and that's kingdom both. Paul was not going to go to Malta. He was looking at Rome, man. God's sending me to Rome. We're going to Disney Rome. Malta was almost there. They would have sailed right past the thing. It's right outside of Rome. You got Rome, you got the shore, you got the island. There's Malta. They would have went right by it. They had plenty of provisions because they spent two chapters right before that throwing the stuff overboard to keep from sinking. So they didn't need to stop anywhere. They would have sailed right past that thing and those people would have remained in darkness. Thank God. Thank God he sent a storm. I'm sure God probably didn't even send the storm. It was probably, as Gene said, the enemy trying to kill them. God said, is that all you got? Is that all you got? Buddy, let me show you some of what I got. Man, I love when God works like that. Praise God. Man. You know, if that had been all kingdom people on that boat, they'd have been rebuking the devil and rebuking the waves and saying, peace be still, and, you know, claiming all kinds of promises. We're not going to wreck. Boy, this ship is going to, we won't even lose a splinter off this thing. Man, this thing is actually even going to get better. It'll be clean by the time the storm is done with it. Man, we're not going to stop at Malta. We're going to Rome. We're going to show up a day early. I'm claiming a day early in Rome. And please forgive me, but that's me at times. Although I tend to err on the other side way too much. Because if that had been all Providence people on there, boring. They wouldn't have laid hands on anybody. They then praise God. The ship is breaking up. This is going to help my sanctification. They'd have probably just fallen off the side and floated, waiting for the waves to wash them up in case God, just in case God wanted to kill them. They didn't want to stand in the way of God. Floated ashore. Oh, I guess it's not my time. You know. Oh, the snake bit me. Nice snake. Let me tell you, you're laughing. They wouldn't have, you think they would have laid hands on anybody? They'd have prayed. They'd have said, God, because Luke the physician was with them, remember? Dear Lord, please bless Luke and guide his hands and give him wisdom as he performs his medical procedures on this sick man. Guy probably would have died, as well as half the island. Because God doesn't work like that anymore. Thank God, we need providence of God. We need to trust in the amazing, omnipotent providence of God. But we also need to know when to get up and get out the sword when he calls us to do battle. We need both. We need both. We need that balance. We need all of those things. Providence and power. Providence and power. They're like a two-fisted, I got providence on this side, I got power on this side. And I'm ready to do work for the kingdom, man. Praise God. God wants to set captives free. He also wants to make us like Christ. And the only way we're going to have both, listen, I'll close with this one thought. The only way we're going to have both is to walk in such close fellowship with God and stay in such close intimacy with His presence that we'll hear His voice telling us what He's doing in that moment. You just got to love Jesus. You just got to know Him. You got to walk with Him. That's the only way you'll know what God wants you to do. Whether He wants you to get out the sword and fight for all you're worth, or just lean on the everlasting arms and trust Him to do what He does so well. You just got to walk with God. Spend time with God. Let Him fill your day. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, so much. God, I pray, Lord, that this would come to life inside of each of us today, Lord. Help us, God, to follow you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, tell you what, man, thank you guys for bearing with me. I was long-winded today. Thank you very much. If you have any prayer needs, I would love to pray for you, whatever it happens to be. If there's any prayer warriors in here, is anybody who loves to pray? You just love to see God move, man. You want to see some stuff too? If you want to come up here and pray with anybody that comes forward with prayer, please join me. And we'll just see what an awesome God we serve. Amen.